This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials have drafted a plan that outlines which groups would get priority when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available. It assumes there won't be enough for everyone. Healthcare workers would be eligible first, then emergency workers such as police and firefighters, followed by nursing home residents. Phase two would include workers who interact with the public a lot. After that, people over 65 or have pre-existing conditions. Colorado's economy has weathered COVID-19 lockdowns much better than 40 other states as GDP fell 28% in the second quarter compared to the first. CU Denver economist Andrew Friedson says don't celebrate just yet. After all, winter is coming.
One, the restaurants aren't going to be able to operate as much outdoors. Two, a larger part of our economy comes from tourism during the colder and snowier weather. And three, respiratory diseases spread better during the wintertime when people are indoors together.
But Friedson says Colorado's economy is helped by a relatively low case count and an educated population that can work from home. A fire near Fort Carson, south of Colorado Springs, has burned nearly 600 acres since it started yesterday. Military personnel are fighting the wild horse fire, which was fueled by high winds. It is 0% contained, but officials say today's weather is favorable. No structures or people are currently threatened, but the area remains under pre-evacuation notice. This is CPR News.